Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, we are going to finish the show we started last week on Network Watcher, and we're doing that mostly because we accidentally edited out the portion of the second half of this show last week, and so as we were going through it and watching it on glorious Tuesday morning, it turned out it was a much shorter show than we had hoped, and so that was all Rick's fault, and now we are going to show you the rest. And so I'm going back into Network Watcher, and if you missed last week, just to give you a little bit of the what happened on last week's show, we showed Network Watcher, and what we showed mostly was around diagnostics. You can go in with Network Watcher, and you can now detect all sorts of cool things. You can see the topology of your network. You can see how your subnets are laid out, the routes that you've got configured. We also showed how to verify flows of traffics coming from the public internet or any instance into your VM and see what blockers may happen, what network security rules you may have set up that would block the traffic. We also showed how to validate that your next hop out of a VM is going to the right instance and not necessarily getting black holed at some place that doesn't properly forward the traffic using routes. And so it allows you to validate both NSGs and routes and make sure they're all lined up. But if you just want a general purpose packet capture to be able to say, I want to get all the packets coming out of this box, we also support that, and it's called packet capture. Now, all of this, of course, is in preview. And so as I go in here, I can click packet capture and hit new. And what this is going to enable me to do is it allows me to, on one of my instances, come in and say, as I see here, Azure Network Watcher, I'm going to say, let's actually put it on my front-end machine here, and I want to packet front-end capture. Okay, and I'll go ahead and capture this. I'm going to run it for just 10 seconds, and you can see a lot of options here. First of all, I'm putting it into a storage account, and so this allows me to select which storage account I want to put this into. It tells me, you know, maybe the maximum amount of bytes that I'm comfortable using or the maximum bytes per session or per packet. It also allows me to put all sorts of filters if I want to, maybe only a TCP or only specific ports. And so this allows me to quickly get in and actually do a lot of really interesting work here to be able to control my packet capture. And so let me actually delete those filters since I want to do it all, actually. And so I'm going to hit OK, and just like that, I'm now going to capture packet for 10 seconds from that virtual machine, all the packets leaving and incoming, and be able to see what's going on there. Now, I've created one ahead of time just to show you what this looks like. And so here I have one called Sample Test Corey. And this, if you can see here, the output of this packet capture is just a .cap file. So this is just the standard packet capture files that any sort of tooling that you already use would be able to take advantage of. And so I'm going to download this guy, and I'm going to hit it, and you'll see here what pops up, Wireshark. So for me, obviously, CAPS files go open up Wireshark by default, and so this packet capture from my running virtual machine captured all of the traffic here and puts it right into Wireshark. It allows me to go take a look at this as if I were doing this on premises. And so just a really, really cool capability enabled as part of the Network Watcher. Now, let me add a couple things here. Maybe you want to go take this and you actually want to go send it to another tool, like a CAP analysis tool. And so give you an example here. Here's one that we've actually captured of a virtual machine running. And you can see it gives you all sorts of really cool information. This is a tool that enables you to go view this, amounts of flows going to Russia, amounts of flows going to US, amounts of flows going to Canada. You can see the protocols that are used in the different flows. And so if I go ahead and click here and select protocols, you can see different protocols, whether it's HTTP, whether it's based on SSL, these types of protocols allow you to quickly see the different flows and traffic that you've got. So super cool, right? And obviously it allows you to go track all the networking rules that you may want. We also enable complete flow traffic. And so this NSG flows allows you to track all the flows going through your network security groups. And this is really important for a lot of corporations, organizations that need auditing controls. And you can take these flows and you can drop them into any sort of visualization tool. So here I've got one example where I've dropped this into Kibana, right? And so I can use this open source tool, see the IP addresses and the amount of traffic that's coming from those IP addresses. And so it allows me to view this very visually. And of course, I've got an example where I've dropped this right into Power BI. And so here you can see it's a Power BI solution, and I've got this breakdown across these solutions, all the IP addresses here, that I can now go track this and view all the different parts of my flow. So really cool stuff that we've enabled here as part of this. And the last thing I'll say is that the packet captures that we're capturing here, as I said, they're cap files, and they're very similar to what you do on premises to be able to track all your flows and all your network traffic that's going around your instances. But add that with what you can do with the cloud and the agility and the ability to run things on demand, and you've got a really interesting capability. So if I come in here to my front end for my virtual machine, and I actually go down here and take a look at my alerts, I've set up an alert rule here inside my front end VM that's TCP failed alert. And so you can see I've got this thing, and this is going to alert me if I ever get more than 100 TCP failures. And so you can see it'll basically count the failures that I've got, and it'll go respond. And as part of this, I've got a webhook. And so here's a webhook that this is calling. And what this is calling is, well, it's calling an Azure function. And so if I go now back to my desktop, what I'm calling here is when that TCP failure count hits that limit, I call an Azure function running on demand, paid just for what I use. And you know what that guy does? He calls back into the platform and creates a packet capture. So now, problem happens, call a function, packet capture's created, and by the way, I'm also sending myself an email to let me know that this happened so I can send that information along to the network engineers that may want to go look at that. So with that, I showed you really great capabilities. I showed you powerful networking solutions. I showed you the combination of that packet capture with the Azure Functions capability, all in a really, really fun experience. And so, please go play with this. This is a super powerful tool. Again, go into Monitor, and you will see Network Watcher pop up here in the bottom in advance, and go have some fun with it. So with that, thank you so much. If you've got questions about either last week or this week, please let me know. Hashtag Azure TWC, and we will answer those questions post haste. With that, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. I sure am going to, and have a wonderful week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, give me the audio and visual cue.
I'll give you whatever cues I want to get. All right, you ready? Let's go back here to the beginning. Okay.